We have a lot of information and a lot of fun, just like your crazy uncle. Only we have a 100,000-watt microphone. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listener with specific legal advice, and you should seek assistance of a legal professional.
It's time for Success and the Law with radio attorney Robert Seidel on FM News 100.5. You can reach Robert right now at 733-KXNT. That's 733-5968. Now, here's your host, Robert Seidel.
Good evening, this is Robert Seidel. It's my pleasure to be with you here tonight. And I want to welcome you to another exciting edition of the Success and Law Show on the number one talk station in Las Vegas, FM News 100.5 KXNT, and reaching more people and giving more people the chance to become informed, educated, making good choices in your life. And this show is designed to be a combination of bringing success and principles as well as legal advice, kind of depending on the particular week, which we focus on the most. And tonight, I'm very thrilled. I may just actually might even start a little bit early on this part of it. I have a very exciting guest with us here tonight that's going to be on the show named Lorraine Gordon. And she and I have gotten to know each other recently, and she's a inspirational, best-selling author, coach, and radio host herself. She's a radio host herself. And she's an expert in the fields of the law of attraction. And in fact, Deepak Chopra, which many of you probably heard of, says Lorraine Gordon is a teacher of infinite possibilities. So, you know, like I say, I got to know Lorraine, and we're both sort of in the same generation, which we won't reveal what generation that is. But the bottom line is, it's she's somebody that's shared a lot of similar experiences with me over the years. And although, like I said, I just got to know her recently, but just getting to know her story. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to hearing more about her story tonight. And she's going to be sharing with us just in a couple moments her story, how she's arrived where she is. And I want to say one thing that she's talking about now, which is kind of her evolution in thinking, which I happen to agree with 100%, which is you have to find your happiness first, and riches and success will follow. And I could not agree with that more. And when we focus on trying to find what gives us peace and happiness and try to make the contribution that we are best at, then we begin to move into greater realms of prosperity, success, and happiness. And sometimes I think what happens is that, what happens is we may just make our whole goal money. And if our whole goal is money or things, then that doesn't usually bring the satisfaction we're looking for by itself. And sometimes we have to learn that. Sometimes the easy way, sometimes the hard way. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go right away to her. And okay, Lorraine, are you there right now?
I sure am, Robert. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Lorraine, I'm actually... Honestly, I'm looking forward to this. This is a chance for me to get to know you a little more deeply, even though we have shared a number of close experiences. Nonetheless, I feel like by the end of this show, I'll know you a whole level better. And it sounds like you've kind of had a spiritual odyssey yourself. Actually, why don't you tell me a little bit? I know that you're I know just the things I already have mentioned. I know you do a radio show, which a lot of people listen and download your show every week, don't they? Every month?
They do. I'm in the top 10% in my genre, which is spirituality and personal development, and I'm syndicated on 30 stations, but they can find the station by going to my website, LorraineGordon.com.
Right, and And I know that, so here's what I want to say. I want you to tell me a little bit about your history and how you have arrived where you're at now, because just like, you know what, you and I have shared personally, each year of our lives, as we gain a few more years, hopefully, right, we gain a little more wisdom and insight. And it's constantly kind of growing and gaining insight as to what really works and what doesn't. And so tell me a little bit about your history, spiritually or just life history, and how you have arrived at the moment you're at now, and what your insights are now about success and happiness and prosperity.
Thank you. I would love to do that. I wanted to be brief because it's a long story. You know, we both are in the same age category, but let me just start by saying, as many of your listeners, as many people, I had a very difficult childhood in that I wasn't in a safe place. And I began searching for something that would give me some kind of control over my life. And as early as about 8 years old, I heard the concept of the universal mind. And then I started reading in my young teens, maybe 13, Power of Positive Thinking, Think and Grow Rich. And I found that employing the wisdom and the methods in those books actually worked. And I could control a lot of what began to appear or show up in my life. And because of the background that I had and the way I interpreted those early teachings, my feeling was that if I got a lot of stuff, I would be happy. You know, so I started manifesting things like, well, at the time, good grades in school and boyfriends and maybe even what I wanted to eat for dinner. And as I grew older, I began teaching others how to use the power of infinite thought and intention to bring about what they were looking for in their lives. And it works, and I was really good at it. But I had kind of a rude awakening in my, I was happily married. We were living in an enormous home. I had everything money could buy. And I was out in my hot tub, which is where I used to spend my time visualizing and imagining. This was my way of bringing more things in, visualizing more jewelry and more cars and more boats and better travel and all these crazy things. And I heard a voice. Robert, I heard a voice from the sky, and it screamed, "So what?" at me. And I jumped out of the hot tub. It scared me. I thought maybe somebody was there, and no one was. And I went back in, and I tried to continue visualizing more. And I heard the voice again. And it really did frighten me because I didn't know what the heck it could mean. I wasn't willing to look at it, and I ignored it, and I kind of went on in my fashion of trying to get more things. And I couldn't. I had no peace any longer. I wasn't listening to my inner wisdom. I wasn't listening to universal intelligence. And today I understand the message so clearly, and I'm assuming that many of your listeners understand that the message was, things are not going to do it for you. You see, I was so busy
getting
stuff.
Want to warn you, I sometimes will interrupt. Mostly because it helps me understand more. Maybe I'm imagining that maybe other people might have the same questions. I would say, I share this with I talk to my kids about things like this all the time, and probably one of my bigger insights in life in recent years is that I don't think we as human beings really know what will bring us happiness in general. So the first assumption that most of us make, and I consider all these things innocent and I have compassion for them, but the first thought is, well, if we just had enough money or things, then we're going to be happy, which is, by the way, I think it's the first step on the spiritual path. And it's a natural feeling. I think of it as sort of childlike in a way, but nonetheless, it's probably where we all start. And it's like, how can we make the world be what we want it to be? But then we start to discover that unto itself is not fully going to necessarily give us the satisfaction and peace that we're looking for. So it sounds like you started to come to that. So what is it? You heard this voice, which is the first time I've heard this, but nonetheless, I believe it. No, it's okay. I mean, I'm that's what I wanted you to share your story. And so what happened then? So you had these things, but somehow it wasn't bringing you peace. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I realized later, once I came to, and it took me a year, I got very sick. I was sick for over a year. I couldn't meditate any longer. I couldn't visualize. I couldn't manifest. I had a lot of unrest and discomfort, and it showed up physically. But what I realized later is that I was so busy getting stuff that I never stopped long enough to enjoy what I had. I didn't know anything about appreciation and gratitude. I knew how to manifest stuff, and I still do. I mean, I knew how to make things come in, but I was missing a appreciation, happiness, enjoyment. I was missing the present moment.
You know, Lorraine,
that was...
Well, go ahead.
That was key to a huge change that took place in my life shortly thereafter.
You know, I've said to my kids, and I know we all see fancy cars and everything like that, and listen, they can be a great gift, and I'm not even beginning to put it down a little bit. But I can also say that for the average person, if you suddenly gave them a Bentley or Rolls Royce or whatever, it might seem very exciting for a while, but before long, it would just be a car that they're driving in. And that's the irony of possessions, isn't it?
It really is. You know, and I mean, I'm not putting down getting things. I still like having things. But if you have stuff, but you don't appreciate it, you don't enjoy your life, it doesn't matter what you have. You could have nothing. It makes no difference. I was not happy. And I got so sick. A very good girlfriend of mine, after about a year, arranged a trip for us to go to India. And my mentor, Deepak Chopra, was there. And on the way, I read a book that changed my life, and it was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. So I don't think I had to go to India. I think I just had to take a long flight so I could read the book.
You know, I've had the same thing happen. That's why I like to travel, and sometimes I've read books that on a trip that totally changed my life. So I totally relate to that. So you read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and I never know how to pronounce his name exactly, but I'm assuming you're pronouncing it the right way. And what insight did that begin to trigger in you?
Well, what happened was I skipped a chapter, and I believe it was chapter 8, and the chapter 8 was entitled The Pain Body. And the pain body, the way Eckhart describes it, and the way I now describe it, is an energy of pain and discomfort that we actually physically carry in our body. We may not be aware of it as a physical pain, but it lodges within, and it starts with anything that has occurred that we think of as negative from the womb. And if you believe in reincarnation, it's from lifetimes ago. But all of this discomfort and unhappiness and perceived rejections or whatever it is accumulates within the body, and we walk around and we carry it with us, and it colors our view of the world. So, for example, when you have that knee-jerk reaction that maybe the next day you think, why the heck did I say that, or why did I overreact, that really isn't you thoughtfully. That's your pain body triggering, you know, a reaction that isn't appropriate. So I skipped that chapter because since I had such a very, very unhappy childhood, a very unsafe childhood, I went through a lot of psychotherapy, and I thought that I had rid myself of any possibility of a pain body. I ignored it. And during my trip, here I was in this gorgeous environment in India with my favorite teacher and spiritual seekers everywhere. We were in a beautiful resort. I love animals. There were elephants walking around the grounds and camels and monkeys. And to me, this is Shangri-La. Everything was beautiful. And I was so unhappy, Robert. I can't even describe to you how horrible I felt. And I went back to my room one night, and I said, I didn't have to travel to India to feel this depressed and be this sick. And I flung open the door thinking I was going to pack and go home, and I saw the book on my bed, and I remembered I hadn't read The Pain Body. And I picked it up, and I read it, and I read it three times that night. And I started practicing exactly what was said, and within 3 days, I was lifted of all of my depression, all of my remorse, and I had my path very clearly set out for me.
So tell me, okay.
I released the pain.
Well, I bet you if you could give some ideas about that, you could make a huge difference to a lot of people listening right now. So tell me a little bit about that. So what did the book share with you that let you begin to release the pain?
Well, I have since then, when I got home, I knew that it was my mission to teach people to live in the present moment, and that's where they would find their happiness. And I worked with many students and clients with their pain body, and I have a program now specifically for that. It's a CD. A CD. But what it is, what he said to do was this. when you're unhappy, when you're depressed, when you're feeling victimized, when you're feeling angry, whatever feeling you may be having that is not a pleasant one, find it in your body. In other words, if you think about it, you will find all kinds of reasons why you should feel that way. You'll defend the feeling. Let's say you're angry because somebody did something to you. You'll, in your mind, give yourself a million reasons why you deserve to be angry. If you're remorsing a past situation, something that you've done that you wish you wouldn't have done, your mind, this is just how the mind works, will enhance the fact that you shouldn't have done it the way you did it. So using the mind to try to solve that problem is not the way to get relief. The way to get relief is to take some nice deep breaths, try to quiet down your mind through your breathing, and then scan your body, scan your physical body. And what happens is you actually find a part within your physicality that's uncomfortable. You just know, you just instinctively know that there is some kind of a blockage in a particular area. And I teach people just to do 1, 2, 3, bang, and whatever comes to their mind is really where this, a lot of this energy resides. And then you're still not thinking about the situation. You're thinking about the body, and you breathe into that pain area. So you take a breath, and let's say your pain is in your, let's say it's in your heart or it's in your stomach. You imagine that every time you take this deep breath, you're actually breathing into that part of your body. And then as you exhale, you imagine that you're breathing out from that part of the body. And after a short while, you will notice some relief. And that's how I began to do it.
Or already to a break already. You know, time goes so fast. Hold on, and we'll be back in just a moment. I want to hear more about this. We're talking to Lorraine Gordon, and she's sharing with us some powerful ways of healing ourselves so we can begin to experience greater peace of mind. This is Attorney Robert Seidel on Success in the Law, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Robert Seidel.
Are you retired and want to learn more about what Medicare has to offer? Are you concerned about paying the 20% of your health care costs, which Medicare does not cover? You have questions, I have answers. Call me, Wes Brummett, at 702-764-2213 for a free consultation. I'm an experienced Nevada licensed independent life and health insurance agent representing 60 insurance companies, helping you choose the Medicare plan that makes the most sense for you, including zero premium plans. Call now to schedule a free appointment to learn more about Medicare. 702-764-2213.
Dr. Stephen Rhodes, Las Vegas nationally board certified specialist in prosthodontics, has been changing the world one mouth at a time since 1986. His dental practice is devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative, state-of-the-art procedures, including crowns, implants with minimally invasive surgery, and dentures that will result in beautiful, long-lasting smiles. Dr. Rhodes and his staff understand how uneasy some patients may feel about their dental visits and how they can make a difference in providing a relaxing and positive experience. The entire team is dedicated to providing you with excellent personalized care and service to make your visit as comfortable and pleasant as possible. Make your smile top priority with Dr. Rhodes and receive the personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Call 702-384-4896 or visit him on the web at srhodesdds.com. That's 702-384-4896 or on the web at srhodesdds.com. srhodesdds.com.
Getting sellers top dollar for their home. Finding that perfect home that meets all the buyer's wants and needs. Selling or buying a home, Realtor Ben Correa goes above and beyond for all of his clients. If you are thinking about selling your home and want to know the current market value, call Ben Correa. If you're looking for a home to purchase, call Ben Correa. Ben Correa made Las Vegas Business Press's top 25 realtor list. It's all about relationships when it comes to Realtor Ben Correa. Call now at 702-768-8244. That's 702-768-8244.
Good evening. This is Robert Seidel. I've been practicing law for 37 years. I'm an honor graduate from UC Berkeley, one of the leading law schools in the country. My practice started with an international law firm that included well-known clients such as President Ronald Reagan and Howard Hughes. I'm the author of a nationally published book, The Gateway: Discover the Power to Live an Outrageously Prosperous and Happy Life. I've been representing injured people here in Las Vegas for over 30 years. During this time, I've handled automobile, motorcycle, big rig truck accidents, fall cases, wrongful death cases, and just about every kind of accident you can imagine. My goal is to help you resolve your injury case with integrity in the most peaceful, least stressful way possible. When you've had an accident, you don't need to add more stress to your life. We can assist you in finding the medical care you need. We will do everything we can do to put the most money in your pocket with the least stress. Call today for your free consultation at 702-384-3847 or look me up online at radioattorney.com. That's one word, radioattorney.com.
The geniuses of Scorpion can solve any problem, even halfway around the globe.
Bosnia, is that still a thing?
Just get back safe, okay?
A new Scorpion, CBS Monday. Live and local in the morning.
Comedian Matt Kazam, who performs over at the Riviera.
Yes, how old are you?
I'm 44.
So I assure you, if I hit you with a car at 44, you're going to stay down.
Yeah, you're going to stay down, exactly.
You'll be on the pavement screaming, that flack!
I love it.
Dana Diaz, the morning news from 6 to 9 a.m. on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. You're listening to Success and the Law with radio attorney Robert Seidel on FM News 100.5.
Good evening, this is Robert Seidel, and I want to welcome you back to another exciting edition of Success in the Law on the number one talk station in Las Vegas, KXNT, FM News 100.5, and I know there are people listening on the internet, too, and if you ever have any friends that are want to listen in elsewhere besides Las Vegas, they can always listen by just going to the site, just typing KXNT, wherever they might be, on the in Google or whatever, and you'll see an option to listen live and just click on KXNT, and you can be listening to this anywhere in the world simultaneously with us right now. So we're talking to Lorraine Gordon, who has made a journey of learning, and she started out like many of us. By the way, Lorraine, did you ever see that movie Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey in it? I don't know if you ever saw that or not.
I'm not sure if I did, but I certainly know he's a believer.
Well, let me say one thing to you. That movie, for anybody who ever wants to see it, I love that movie because it's a perfect illustration. Here he's going along and he's, like most of us, trying to become successful, and he wants to be a news anchor and become famous and all that. And he's kind of unhappy. He has a woman that loves him, but he takes her for granted. And that's kind of the theme of it. And then one day, and finally he gets fired, and he's just really feeling sorry for himself, as, you know, we all can do once in a while. And then he suddenly gets a phone call, which turns out to be from God. And he has a meeting with God, and God says to him, you know, I hear that you're not happy with the way I'm running things. And he goes, anyway, they have this conversation. Finally, God says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you be God for a while. I'm going to take a vacation. So suddenly, Bruce gets to become God with all the powers of God, except for one thing. He cannot control people's free will, so he can't make anybody love him, including his girlfriend. The first thing he does on his spiritual journey, when he suddenly has all these powers, is he starts doing, you know, he does all sorts of things. He gives himself a real fancy car. If he sees clothes in a storefront window, he suddenly puts those clothes on himself, and he makes himself everything, and he makes it so he gets to have the dream job and everything. Of course, in the meantime, what's happening is that he's also losing the love of his life, because he's ignoring her and he's just focusing, and he is getting fame and acclaim. I mean, all these people, all these women that didn't even pay attention to him now suddenly are interested in him. But the one woman that he loves, he realizes he's losing. Anyway, so it's his journey of suddenly he has all this power manifesting, kind of what you're saying, because he could manifest really everything he wanted to have. And he begins to discover that that isn't actually making him happy. And anyway, so that anybody ever wants to see, it's a great story, and I'll tell just a little bit more about it, but I mean, and how where it heads in the story, because it's kind of like your story. And
yeah, I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
really,
you know,
is.
What
it's only on the big screen.
Yeah,
you know, for
go ahead,
for me it was it just took something like that year-long sickness to realize, because I think when you're so busy pursuing stuff, you're not recognizing that you're really wanting to get those things because you want the outcome to be happiness. And so what I learned after years, I mean, even years after the India trip and teaching present moment awareness, I learned that you don't have to wait to get the stuff. You can be happy now. And if you're happy now, because there are ways to increase your enjoyment, to increase your happiness, to feel good. Happiness is a choice. And when you learn that, and then you choose happiness, all of a sudden, things start coming to you more easily, because so, your energy is different.
So really,
you're more attractive.
What you're really saying here is that It's interesting. It's a matter of which we put first, isn't it? But by the way, in biblical terms, that's the way they would say that is seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added to you. And
exactly.
And that's pretty much the same thing you're saying in a little different words. But so you tell us a little bit about so you what you try to do to be healed of this pain body is to silently and peacefully, well, as much as you can, try to feel where your distress is coming from. Is that physically in your body?
Exactly. You sit down silently, and if you have a background in meditation, that's terrific. I do have a CD on my website, lorrainegordon.com, that is Releasing the Pain Body, that starts with a meditation, because going into a quiet, peaceful place is important first to stop your mind from racing. Because when you're feeling unhappy, the tendency is to try to figure it out, right?
Yes,
so you're looking to figure out why you're unhappy or why somebody treated you this way or why you should have done something different, and you're justifying the fact that you're afraid because something might happen in the future. And that's what the mind does. And so when you learn to live in the present moment, you also learn to kind of let go of that mind chatter and really work within the peacefulness of the body. And so I used to hold weekend seminars where we would just pain body release, because it really isn't a one-time thing. Once you begin to work at it and you breathe into the pain, it's a process. It takes a little time because we've all got quite an accumulation of things that we perceived of as negative in our lives that is lodged in the body. So it takes a little while. And you kind of reach a point where you're really beginning to feel very good. You kind of have to stay on top of it, and that's part of being mindful, to recognize when the mind begins to chew on a problem, when the mind begins to try to figure things out, and you understand immediately that it's not creating happiness for you.
You know, I have a friend who describes it, and it's a very simple way to describe it, but and trust me, I fall into this myself at times, but it's when we try to solve things by just thinking, she calls it getting into the spin cycle, like in a dryer, you know, it just goes around and around and around. You can get into a spin cycle in your brain, so that what happens is that you keep thinking and thinking and thinking and repeating the same things over and over again, but somehow it sounds like you've maybe had that experience at some point or another. But
yeah,
I think we all do, to be honest with you.
Right.
And it is sort of funny, and you have the right attitude about laughing at it, and maybe that's a good place to start, is starting to laugh. And it's kind of the human condition, isn't it? And
Yeah, and you know, in reading, I have been a nonstop reader of personal development and books on spirituality my entire life, and it really is just the process. It's what the mind does. And what I learned from Eckhart Tolle is that the mind is an incredible instrument. It really is. But the point is, we are to use the mind. We are supposed to direct the mind and not let the mind direct us. And when we get into that spin cycle, the mind has taken over. It's like a computer gone haywire.
You know,
we're the operator. The mind is supposed to be the servant. That's kind of what the difference is there.
It is, and yet I certainly can say it's happened in my life. And it is an ongoing journey, is it not? I agree with you 1,000%. And I think, as I say, I globalize things to some extent. By that I'm saying I look for the general principles, and I look out in the world. In a lot of ways, you could look at the whole Earth and humanity on the Earth, and it's kind of like we're in a spin cycle. I mean, we see the same, a lot of the same patterns repeating over and over again. And
right.
So let's say somebody's caught in a pattern. Oh, by the way, somebody's calling and they want to know the name of the book. Is that it? It's The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, right? That's what you're referring to?
The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And they can get all of everything I recommend, they can get on my website, which is lorrainegordon.com. I have recommendation tab on there.
It's lorrainegordon.com, right?
Yeah, .com.
And the
exactly.
And the book, his last name is Tolle.
Tolle. And they can find the book right on my website.
You know,
under the recommendations tab.
So,
and a bunch of other books that are just equally as wonderful that have helped to heal me.
So you've had people come to you and they're facing these kind of situations. And what kind of advice do you give somebody if they're stuck in a spin cycle? Maybe they're in a relationship situation that's causing them pain. And by the way, I think that very principle you're talking about can be I actually talk about that in my own book, The Gateway. You can be in a relationship and keep trying to figure out how to solve whatever problem it is that you might be struggling with. And at least for me, the insight, big insight came many, many years ago at the beginning of my marriage, was that you can't think your way out of it. What you need to do is take your attention off the problems and start focusing on the answers, which is a little bit of the same idea you're talking about.
Very close, very close. You know, what I've learned, and I'm a coach, and I have right now a program called, it's launching in January, Happiness First, Riches Will Follow. And I go over everything. It's an 8-week course. Everything that you need to create that energy field, that mindset, where you've released all of this pain and these problems, so that happiness becomes your way of life. And when that happens, manifestation becomes easy. In other words, that's when bringing things in, such as material goodies, because I think they're great. I still love beautiful things, only it just doesn't rule my life. But all of a sudden, those types of manifestations become easier because you're not pushing them away with an unhappy, miserable energy field or an angry energy field or an energy field that's filled with pain.
So let me ask you, I apologize for interrupting, but it's just probably a good way for me to develop different thoughts.
You're the host. Interrupt away. I can get carried away, please.
No. Well, that's good, though. I mean, I like hearing what you have to say. But let's say somebody is caught in here's the insight that's come to me, and trust me, our human minds are not set up this way. It's not the normal pattern. We tend to, I think, unconsciously assume that everything will be okay when, and you fill in the blank, you know, when I get whatever. So for some people, it's when they retire. We're getting to the age where a lot of people I know are retiring, and then ironically, for some people, that does give them the happiness they're looking for, but for a lot of people, it really doesn't either, because then suddenly they may lose a sense of purpose. So I think that I can articulate this principle, which is that unless we decide to be happy now with our life the way it is, even where it may not seem perfect to our mind, we have to decide to put happiness first, which it seems counterintuitive to, I guess, what a person might call the ego mind, doesn't it? It seems counterintuitive.
Exactly.
The ego sort of sets things up. I'm just kind of going with the flow here, my own thinking here, because like you, I've studied a lot, but the ego kind of sets it up. It's like how they used to put a little carrot out in front. I don't know if they actually did this or not, but I've seen pictures where they put something out in front of a horse, in front of a carriage. So the horse is always trying to get to the carrot. Of course, it never arrives. But we can do the same thing, can't we? The ego seems to always put something out there. You know, when you're 16, you got to be 18, or you got to be an adult. Or when you're 18, you got to be 21 so you can drink. And you know, there's always something happening. You know, you need to find if you're a man or a woman, you got to find the right relationship. And then, sadly enough, then sometimes people are in a relationship, and then pretty soon it's I got to get out of this relationship. Because there's always this sense. The way I heard it described once, Lorraine, and it sounds sort of similar to what you're saying, is that enlightenment is when we learn to love our life the way it is, and not the way we think it should be. Or if we put it real simple, in the winter we love the winter, and in the summer we love the summer. Whereas the unenlightened mind wants it to be summer in the wintertime, and wants it to be winter in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's structural unhappiness, isn't it? It's actually the way we've structured. Somehow our minds are structured in a certain sense to be unhappy when we're like that. It's kind of funny to think about it that way, isn't it?
It's absolutely true. And also, the mind that is always looking to create something for happiness, in other words, when I turn 21, I'll be happy. When I get a car, I'll be happy. And then when I get a raise, I'll be happy. that type of mindset will never be happy until the mindset changes, because the mindset itself is so goal-oriented that that is just the way it goes. It's one thing, and then you get another thing, and then you get another thing, and then you have to get another thing. And there's never any time for appreciation and gratitude, which really is the key.
You know, it's
appreciation
funny.
Appreciation and gratitude, because as so many masters have said, it isn't so much what you have. It's what you think and what you feel about what you have. That's what brings in happiness.
You know,
and then your riches follow.
And, you know, the best evidence supporting what you say is that here we are in the United States, which is it certainly has been the wealthiest nation in the world. And we have, you know, let's put it this way, compared to many continents of the world, we have so much more possessions than other people have. And yet, I don't think in general you can say that we are happier. I don't think it's really – in other words, we've proceeded boldly onto this path of, I guess you might say, materialism. And I'm not – as you are saying, God bless material things. We live in a material world, and we need to have our needs supplied. I mean, there's no issue there. But it is kind of the illusion, isn't it, that if we just put this next – it could be anything. It doesn't have to be material. It could be when I'm famous or my book's a bestseller or whatever we might be thinking it takes, you know, when I'm an attorney.
Right. It's always things outside of ourselves. I think, like you said, it doesn't have to be material, but it's something that is outside of ourselves that we feel is going to eventually bring happiness. And what I am teaching now and with my private coaching clients and with the program that I'm going to be launching in January is that we can be happy right now. I can show you how to feel happy right now and help you to change your energy field through the and it's not mine. It's because of what I've learned and because of what took me so many years to learn. And when you decide to get happy first, that's what you're looking for anyway. Why not do it now? And then you can get all the stuff. I still teach manifestation principles because, as I said, I still want to enjoy I enjoy a luxurious life. I believe in it. I enjoy it. And I know many other people want to as well. So I in no way think that's bad. But I also know that that alone will never bring happiness.
You know, they've done all sorts of studies on this, and ironically, there is a percentage that money will enhance happiness to the extent that people are literally don't have enough money to pay their bills, or they can't meet their monthly expenses and things like that, and that can add a lot of stress to people. But they've done studies. I think let's just say 50,000. Let's say somebody's making 50,000 a year or something. Believe it or not, the difference between that person and a person who's making $1 million a year. Their happiness scale is very, very little different.
Exactly.
It's maybe within a point or two. And yet we hear that, but somehow we don't ever really want to quite accept it. So here's my question for you, a deep question. Why do you think it is in our nature to think, to kind of be structurally designed so that we think we haven't arrived? What do you think? In other words, we aren't willing to give ourselves permission to say, I'm okay right now. What is that about us that is like that?
Well, I think it's cultural, don't you? I think so much of it is here in the Western world, you know, where we're taught we're not enough, that we're going to be, and this is taught to us as very young kids by our caregivers and our teachers, and we believe it. We believe that we're going to be okay once we attain a particular thing or a goal, that's what's going to make us worthy and worthwhile, instead of being taught that we're beautiful and wonderful and perfect and deserve happiness and love and joy, and taught to enjoy things like the simple things, which really is where it's all at. I mean, when you go outside, when you're in this mindset and you go outside and you look at the blue sky, it is so beautiful. And when you look at a flower and really appreciate it, really get into it, that makes you feel happy. When you're happy, everything else is easier.
Well,
and it's simple. We don't need these grand things to get happy.
You know,
but once again, I'm not putting down grand things. I don't want anybody to think I am, because I still think things are great.
I don't think you are putting it down at all. It's just getting the priorities straight. And, you know, I think I looked at myself. I think that the fear we have is if I were to say I'm happy now and literally surrender into that happiness right now, there's an unconscious fear that somehow either things are going to fall apart or.
Right.
And so I think it's a survival mechanism built within us
right.
that we're literally afraid to let go and say it's okay to be happy without anything being different at all. It's very counterintuitive to the way I think, and by the way, I will tell you, and I wish I could say it's just the Western world, but I think it's pretty common all over the world. In fact, in the Indian culture, they call the world the state of consciousness you're talking about, where we always put it out in front of us somewhere that we're not arriving to, they call that the condition of not enough, the disease of not enough, meaning that you never arrive. By the way, I'll get somebody's attention here for a second and just say this. It applies in every area. It applies to money. There's never enough money. It applies to sex. There's never enough sex. There's always, whatever those things are, when we're in that mode of acquisition, we never arrive because we never get enough. The void is never filled within us, never filled. And so then even if we keep acquiring and acquiring and acquiring and acquiring, somehow we never feel free. And then even
right.
with the possessions we have, then there could even be a fear of losing them. There can be all sorts of things. So it's quite an amazing journey we're on. So now have you found – so by the way, you were talking about Norman Vincent Peale and the power of positive thinking. One of the neat experiences I had – by the way, I got a chance to hear him speak when I was 16 years old. And one of the things he said – and I always love this. He goes, do you want to – he goes – if you want to see a group of people that have no problems, and you probably might have heard this before, he gave an assignment to somebody came to him who was struggling and unhappy, and he goes, okay, I'm going to give you a prescription. He goes, for 1 hour each week, I want you to go over to the cemetery and look around, and none of those people have any problems. He goes, mm-hmm. he goes, but if you're alive, you have problems, because part of being alive is solving problems, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're bad problems. But I once heard Robert Schuller. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but
of course.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. It's funny. They're getting to be people who don't know who he is. But for a long time, he had the largest television ministry in the world. He's now in his about 90, so it's. I think a lot of people don't know who he is. But it's the same phenomena. You know, it's like what attainment do you need? And both he and Norman Peale said. You know, what Robert Schuller said is you have two kinds of problems. You have the problems of success and the problems of failure. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
If your business takes off and suddenly multiplies 5 or 10 times, you've got a new kind of problems. And then you've got to figure out a way to manage it.
We're
already at a break.
Listen,
we're going to be back in just a moment. I've got Lorraine Gordon here who's revealing some of her journey and her path to realizing that happiness must come first, peace of mind first, and then all other things will fall into place. So we'll be back in just a moment. Lorraine, stay with us. Folks, stay with us. We've got some more powerful advice before the end of the show. This is Robert Seidel, Success in the Law, 100.5 FM. Good evening. This is Robert Seidel. I've been practicing law for 37 years. I'm an honor graduate from UC Berkeley, one of the leading law schools in the country. My practice started with an international law firm that included well-known clients such as President Ronald Reagan and Howard Hughes. I'm the author of a nationally published book, The Gateway, Discover the Power to Live an Outrageously Prosperous and Happy Life. I've been representing injured people here in Las Vegas for over 30 years. During this time, I've handled automobile, motorcycle, big rig truck accidents, fall cases, wrongful death cases, and just about every kind of accident you can imagine. My goal is to help you resolve your injury case with integrity in the most peaceful, least stressful way possible. When you've had an accident, you don't need to add more stress to your life. We can assist you in finding the medical care you need. We will do everything we can do to put the most money in your pocket with the least stress. Call today for your free consultation at 702-384-3847 or look me up online at radioattorney.com. That's one word, radioattorney Com.
Getting sellers top dollar for their home. Finding that perfect home that meets all the buyer's wants and needs. Selling or buying a home, Realtor Ben Correa goes above and beyond for all of his clients. If you are thinking about selling your home and want to know the current market value, call Ben Correa. If you're looking for a home to purchase, call Ben Correa. Ben Correa made Las Vegas Business Press's top 25 realtor list. It's all about relationships when it comes to Realtor Ben Correa. Call now at 702-768-8244. That's 702-768-8244. 8244.
Tonight on A New Madam Secretary, a mother's past could threaten her daughter's future.
Who did you think I was?
Not a torturer.
New Madam Secretary, CBS Tonight.
If Sarah Palin and Harry Reid had a love child, it would be disturbing, but it would be news. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. You're listening to Success and the Law with radio attorney Robert Seidel on FM News 100.5.
Good evening, this is Robert Seidel, and it's a great pleasure to be with you here. It's a pleasure to be alive. And, you know, and I'm here having a very stimulating conversation with Lorraine Gordon, and she's going to give us her website again in a second. But I just want to summarize what I'm hearing here for everybody else listening. And I trust me, I deal with the same issues, the same as she's talking about. And It is a constant journey. I guess that's why, excuse me, that the spiritual path takes work. It takes persistence, because there is this innate nature. I think we all have it. That I'll be happy finally when my wife, you fill in the blank, or my husband does this. When my husband finally, does the things he's supposed to do. Does all the things around the house. Of course, my wife doesn't have any expectations about that with me, but that's something different. But, no, I got to give my wife tremendous credit. And I know you've met her. She is very a happy person by her very nature, and so she actually is a good teacher to me. And she pretty much just chooses to be happy first. And if things aren't exactly perfect, in any arena. It's like, okay, that's all right. I'm still going to be happy. And
she chooses. That was the word. She chooses happiness. And that's a gift. I mean, that's wonderful that you're around someone that demonstrates that regularly.
I know. And see, I thought I was supposed to be teaching her.
Well, I'm sure that you are.
Well,
I'm sure you both teach.
Well,
each
truth is I want to be honest with you. One of the reasons why we've been able to be happily married, and we are happily married, is that we made a conscious and unconscious agreement. Well, actually, it was very conscious in the very beginning that I wasn't going to change her to become, the way I thought maybe we should be, and she wasn't going to change me. And somehow or another, that recognition allowed us to relate to one another, even though there's areas in life that we may be similar and other areas we may be quite different. But I want to share one thing with everybody. In essence, it's so counterintuitive, and everybody will just kind of let this in. It seems, I think, the inner survival self is just really almost terrified to let go and say, mm-hmm. It's okay to be happy. So if I were to give anybody listening right now, I want to give you permission to choose to be willing to be happy right now during this show, and how about for the rest of your life, without any particular thing having to happen or not happen.
Exactly.
Anything to happen or not happen. Which, again, to our survival controlling self, seems like a recipe for disaster. But then again, look at our lives, and with all of our struggling to be in control, how much has that really worked? So to me, it's worth reaching out into another realm and saying, I'm going to put happiness first, but even that, say, and I'm willing to let happiness exist right now in my life the way it is, with everything that is. It could even include, let's say you have a physical ailment, which of course makes it more difficult, but you could even include that. I mean, you kind of have to start wherever you're at the moment. Does that make sense?
Of course. It's about acceptance. It's about how you feel and think about whatever is occurring, because it's never going to be perfect. It just never is. And the other thing that comes to mind is that as I was on this journey, I was scared at first. When I started accepting the present moment and learning to live happy right here, right now, I was frightened that maybe things, that I wouldn't have things anymore. And it just exactly what you're talking about, because it kind of feels like when you're a goal-oriented person, if you don't always have that goal in front of you, you're giving up. It's like copping out. And I did have that fear. And then thankfully, what I found is things were pretty much showing up the way they always did, only it wasn't with the struggle. You know, it was easier to bring things in that I wanted because I just felt good. I felt happy. And, of course, I teach the law of attraction, and the law of attraction says you attract an equal energy match to what you are. And when you're happy, you bring in more things that create even greater happiness.
Well, Lorraine, this is fun, and it's funny. I was just telling, by the way, I've got Reverend Ernie Martin sitting next to me, and he's from India, and he has a very interesting journey himself, and he'll be doing a prayer at the end of our show in a few minutes, actually.
Lovely.
And we were just talking about it, that it's every country, people deal with the same issues in one way or another everywhere, and it's the willingness, again, to take a plunge into joy now, and I guess this is the weird part to say this, but I think this is a fair way to say it: to be willing to be happy for no reason. Does that make any sense at all?
It makes more sense than everything else, because that's what we're trying to do anyway. The only reason we want all this stuff is for happiness. We can cut through all the time and all of that stuff and just decide to be happy right now.
Yes, and listen, to people listening out there right now, that this might seem unrealistic, or some people might be saying, yeah, it's easy for you to say, and I suspect that there are some people that might be thinking that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I get that, and I do. And by the way, I don't ever want to trivialize if somebody – sometimes people may be facing a particular adversities or struggles, or they may have a loved one that's ill or something like that, or they may be facing an illness themselves. I get all that. I really, really do. But I also know that still we'll never be free. Actually, I didn't really know exactly the direction this conversation was going to go tonight, which always makes it more fun for me. But actually, we will never be free until we decide that we're free right now. Does that make sense? And does that sound right?
It is so right, and I agree with you. I am not trivializing in any way people's trials and their tribulations and their health problems and the fear and everything that they're going through. I mean, we all have to deal with things, and some things seem more monumental than others. But there is a way to choose happiness, and it does come through acceptance. That's part of it. I do want to let your listeners know that I do want to give them a free gift of a meditation, an MP3 that they can get just by going to LorraineGordon.com, and they can
now
also
spell.
Get
do me a favor, spell that, because you know we're almost. I want you to kind of summarize and I want you to spell it so people can find your website, because we're going to be running out of time. This has gone even faster than usual. It always goes fast, but this has even gone faster than usual. But
blink of an eye.
I know it's kind of amazing. I keep looking at the clock and say, wait a minute, what happened in the last 10 minutes? But anyway, so spell your website again.
Well, it's LORANE Gordon, GORDON.com, LorraineGordon.com. And if they forget how to spell it and they just start Googling anything that sounds similar to Lorraine Gordon, they'll find me. But I'm also offering them a free book on visualization, as well as the MP3. The MP3 is to bring you into that place of peaceful clarity, where you calm down and the mind chatter begins to slow down. That's first very, very important for our happiness, is to release that constant irritation that the mind is doing for us. So that's one thing. And then a book on visualization, which shows you how to bring in the things that you're looking for: the better health, the love, the relationships, and the material success.
All right. Well, listen, Lorraine, we could go on easily another hour, I can tell right now, but the bottom line, and we may well do that, as a matter of fact, at another point.
I hope so.
We probably will. In fact, I'm sure we will. But so I just want to, again, this is Lorraine Gordon. You heard her website, LorraineGordon.com. And by the way, if any of you want to find more information about this and for some reason can't find it, you can always call me at my office. My local number here is 384-3847. I'm here in Las Vegas. And, you know, I'm a practicing lawyer. In fact, I support this show. This is my give back to the community, but I support the show by personal injury, Lorraine, my legal work. And so if you, anybody knows out there, if God, I always hope that nobody ever is in an accident, but if somebody is in an accident, you're always welcome to call me free of charge and I can help you out. But so I just want to say this to you. You can always call me if you lose touch and want, you say, well, what was that lady's name again or something, call me at my office. You can also find me at LasVegasAttorney.com, LasVegasAttorney.com, and just give me a call, and I'll be glad to steer you towards her. So one last bit of advice, just go ahead and give it because we're almost out of time here. As a matter of fact, you know what? We are out of time. So just say one thing, and I got to go because I got a prayer I got to give right now too.
I'm offering anyone that wants it a free 25-minute consultation. So they can see what coaching can do for them. And I just want to let everyone know happiness is a choice. Decide to make the happiness choice.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you. If you want to stay on for another couple minutes, just listen. You're welcome to, but whatever. So much. So glad to have you with us, Lorraine. It's been Lorraine Gordon, and this is Robert Seidel. I'm going to let Ernie is going to give us a prayer right now. And so I'm turning over to Reverend Ernie Martin right now.
Lord, give us grace of success in all the aspirations and goals we aspire to do. Help us to give it the careful thought and the strict attention that will lead to success. Watch over us and govern our actions that we may not mar its perfection. Show us how to give our best. Help us to keep focus on our goals and aspirations. Make our life a successful one in that every duty you give to us, we do it well. Lord, may we always strive to utilize all our talents to the very best of our abilities, for we will in this way be achieving in the goals that you have set out for us in your wisdom and becoming the persons that you want us to be. And so it is. Amen.
All right. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Reverend Ernie Martin, and God bless every one of you out there. Let's all just choose right now. Happiness now. And let's see what happens. You're happy now. I'm happy now. We're going to go in a happy life. And thank you so much, Lorraine, for joining with us. This is Robert Seidel, wishing you the best.